the new mayor of East Lansing, Diane Gaderis. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell me about the process. Did you see this coming, being a member of a city council in East Lansing as well as mayor pro tem?
It's normally a process every 2 years where the members of a council look at the next mayor's position, and my belief has always been it should rotate through the different council members. It gives each council member a chance to see how that role functions, and then the other council members also have a chance to do that too. So we had talked about it about 2 years ago, if people were still back on council, that we'd move around, and there was support to do that, and we did.
I know there are some of your residents who are still a little upset that this isn't a position where the votes decide from the public. What's your take on that?
Well, our charter has it set up like this, and it's been that way since, I believe it's 1907 when we started doing that. So I think sometimes people don't realize how the system is set up that way, and so they're a little surprised when that type of thing happens. But if they haven't been paying attention for the past 11 mayors, most of them have either been in that position 2 or 4 years, and with the exception of Mark Meadows, he was there longer. So it's a pretty normal thing for the mayor position to rotate among council members. And again, I think it's really good for the community to have that chance to see different people in that role, because 5 people were elected by the members of the community at large, and no one person represents any one area. And so it's worked well for the past 100 years.
Mayor Gaderis, what can you see as the mayor that you can't see just as the city council member? Is there more information that you get, more application? Tell us.
Well, I think you're more out in the community in a different place. Each of us have liaisons to different commissions, but the mayor's liaisons or the set places that the mayor is assigned to are some community-oriented positions like LEAP or internally on the DDA. And those, having that experience by sitting down those monthly meetings, gives you a perspective of how that fits in with the city and where we're at. And communication among council members is really important as we learn about what we're finding out in each of our liaison positions. I've been the liaison to the Tri-County Office on Aging. I try to let people know what's going on there on council. And it's different when you're actually in that role. That was one of the things I did as mayor pro tem. Going to LEAP meetings, every one of us can't go to those LEAP meetings. So for me, being in that role, I'll learn more about that, even more than what's just been communicated, because you actually see the interaction among the other members of that team.
Mayor Gaderis, where are you in the process as far as hiring a city manager? Have you started interviewing? Have you whittled a name list down? Where are you?
Well, on Tuesday night, we're going to finalize some dates. It looks like right now that the closing of the applications for people interested in the position will end about December 12th. And then following that, in January, at our first meeting, I believe it's the 10th, if this timetable is approved tomorrow night, that we will be presented by our consultant with the names of the top applicants that he has looked through and recommends to us. That's a public meeting, so we'll have the names released then, and then we'll narrow the field down to either 3 to 5, 4 to 6, somewhere in that range. And then about 2 weeks later, those candidates will come out, meet the community. The council will have 5 of us will interview each candidate together, and that, again, is also in a public meeting. And then hopefully that week we'll make a decision and narrow it down to 1.
Do you have a ballpark of how many applications you've received so far?
No, he hasn't told us that.
What's the relationship between East Lansing and Lansing?
Well, I think we've always tried to have an open communication and a working relationship. I know Vic Loomis has had good relationships with Virge Monaro, and the two of them, as mayors, have done things together over the past years. I think we look at ways that we can collaborate in different things. We have tried to be open to any new suggestions, especially with the cuts at the state level. Is there some way that we can streamline some services, yet still maintain that same quality that each of the individual cities expect? As you saw this past weekend, just the appointment and the investigation of the fire chief and trying to work together with both Lansing and East Lansing in this interim position is one example of that kind of collaboration and test of how we can work together to make streamline services and make our budget a little easier on both of our communities.
Can the relationship be better?
I think everything can always be better. I don't think it's bad right now. Mm-hmm. I think we can continue to find ways where we actually know what they're doing and in a lot more ways, so that we can try to mesh some of our strategic priorities with something that they might be trying to do as well.
What's your take on the project, which would almost be a pretty cool bridge between Lansing and East Lansing using some of that Red Cedar property?
Well, that's one of those early conversations. I know some of that property is not really usable. I know that those conversations will have to be ongoing with our Grand River Corridor Authority, with trying to talk about talk with MSU on some of those issues that they might be interested in. I still think it's at the beginning. We as a council haven't talked in depth about that in East Lansing. I know that there's been a lot more discussion with Lansing, and we just follow that. But most of that is going to have to be Lansing's decision. And again, I would hope that we would have those discussions in a formal way to make sure that if there's any way that we can have some kind of working together and making that property be an asset to both of us would be great. One of the things that we've always looked at in our strategic priorities is extending our pathway and our trailway system. And Lansing has the Riverwalk and the pathways. Meridian Township has their pathways. And if there can be a connection, which that property has some key property that might work to connect ours to theirs if we bring it down Coolidge Road, it would be another great asset to the region, that biking trails, you could really go a long distance without having to be in the roadway.
You have said getting a new city manager in place is at the top of your priority list as mayor. What else would you like to get done during your tenure?
Well, I think all of us, my tenure mostly as a mayor is to just continue relationships, be out there, and be one of five. The first thing was the city manager. The second thing is really, again, looking at our budget and really doing some long-range planning. We've always had a five-year plan, and we've constantly had to adjust it based on what's been happening at the state. We've been cutting, and you can look at the years and see how we continue to cut and try not to lay anybody off, but really look at reduction of positions through attrition and then reconsolidating those existing positions into trying to deliver the services in a different way, but yet the same quality. That process continues to go on. It's hard right now to do a whole lot when you have an interim city manager because you don't want to commit to very long-range changes until you have the person in there that's going to be responsible for carrying it out. But our interim city manager has done a lot of work with the departments right now and trying to look at the budget in a new way and analyzing the costs of each thing to see if we can realize some savings that way so that when we're ready to do the budget for next year in January, February, we have a head start on that. And I think they've costed out a lot of the things and already some staff members have found ways that they might be able to reallocate the funds in a different way to get the same.
I've just got about 10 seconds, 15 seconds left. Well, what's the budget deficit that you are projecting for the budget that you're working on?
Well, we haven't really, as a council, done the budget deficit. They're just doing the preliminary numbers, so I don't have an answer for that.
All right. Mayor Gadaris, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.